Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
To say Free Talk Live. What am I going to say now? I don't know what to do. I am dumbfounded. Yes, this
Wait,
is.
I thought you were the captain.
I'm Captain Dumbfounded.
I didn't know we needed founded in the.
Is there such a thing as smart founded? That's the question.
It's a good question.
Yes. No, it's not. It's a horrible question. Yes, this is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And you can call in and take control of the airwaves. With you in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And shifting gears, in the previous hour, we talked about the boogaloo, the scary boogaloo. And we're going to shift gears a little bit. I brought in an additional bit of show prep about the economy. And this is from CNBC.com. The U.S. economy has wiped out all the job gains since the Great Recession.
Oh, boy.
Isn't that nice?
All of it. And it's gone.
And it's only been, a month and a half?
Two months? Let's see.
I mean, it's not really surprising, though. I mean, if you shut down the economy, there aren't going to be... I mean, if you shut down the economy completely, there will be zero jobs.
6 million unemployed now, the count is up to, since March 13th?
I would
that's
believe
counting,
it easily.
That's counting the 5 million that existed at the time, but still, that's... a hefty number to become unemployed, almost overnight or in the course of, it looks like, 5 weeks. The opening sentence of the article, it took only 5 weeks for the U.S. economy to wipe out all of the job gains it added over the last 11 years.
Wow. And it ain't over yet, is it?
No.
Don't worry, they're going to reopen everything. It's all going to come right back.
No, it's not. No, because they're using, and I hate this phrase, the new normal. You keep hearing this over and over on the media. The new normal. Like, what was wrong with the old normal?
I liked the old normal better.
Yeah, me too.
Why does it have to be?
And I'm not a big fan of normal of any description.
Right.
Yeah, why does it have to be normal at all? So, coronavirus-induced business closures throughout the U.S., and by coronavirus-induced business closures, they mean government-mandated business closures throughout the U.S.
Using the coronavirus as their excuse.
Right. Have fueled the number of Americans applying for state unemployment benefits. Last week, new jobless claims totaled 4.427 million, the Labor Department reported Thursday. That's almost as many. There were about 5 million before the coronavirus government-mandated shutdowns. Combined with the four prior jobless claims reports, the number of Americans who have filed for unemployment over the previous 5 weeks is 26.45 million.
Wow.
5 weeks.
Almost a tenth of the population.
26, almost 27 million people. That number exceeds the 22.442 million positions added to non-farm payroll since November 2009, when the U.S. economy began to add jobs back to the economy after the Great Recession. We are facing an unforeseen enemy, and today's report continues to show that these are challenging times for many Americans who want to get back to work. Yeah, they're challenging times because the government made them unemployed.
Yes. You did this.
It's hard to go to work when the government's going to, you know, throw you in jail if they catch you on the way.
This is a quote from Mr. Judd Deere, a White House spokesman. By the way, we're facing these are challenging times. I'm really tired of politicians being vague and also using buzzwords. It sickens me. I try not to listen to them, first of all, but when I do hear them, all I hear is BS, 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 BS. It's kind of like watching Charlie Brown, and you know how, like, they'd have the teacher or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
taxing. That's all I hear from
politics. Well, it is a challenging time. I mean, that's not untrue. It's only that way, though, because of what these government goons have been doing to people. Because the government gangsters have come in and told businesses you can't operate, or if you are going to operate, you will do as we say, and you will do it exactly how we say it, or else we will put you in handcuffs. That's the challenge of these times. The challenge is of authoritarianism destroying the economy, and is also the sad part that Americans seem to be embracing it, that Americans seem to love it.
Yeah, agreed. Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have Scott in Miami listening to us on the Free Talk Live app. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Liam. Scott the Bigot. I haven't spoken to you in a long time.
Scott the Bigot. You're even calling yourself Scott the Bigot.
Well,
all right.
I'd like to tell you something. God hates this country. I agree with you 100%. I hate the government. They are.
I didn't say God hates this country.
No, I don't speak for God either.
Slayer says God hates us all, but that's just a band that I like.
I only impersonate those who exist.
This government is hateful, and this proves that this coronavirus, they're going to have martial law, so they really have martial law in a way now, but they're going to really... We have a Zionist.
Well, then shouldn't you like it? I mean, if the government is hateful, then you're a hateful guy because you're a bigot. So shouldn't you like the government if they're hateful?
No, this is not the government that I want. What I want.
But you want a hateful government where they hate the right people?
I want a national socialist government.
A national socialist
government. Okay. I want a Nazi government. That's
what
I want.
Now, who do they hate? Now, when you've got a Nazi government, who do they hate?
Well, the usual suspects. First and foremost, they hate Jews. They hate blacks. They hate Hispanics. They hate homosexuals.
Wait, are you saying those people can't be socialists?
I'm talking national socialists.
The difference is that's
a good question. That's a good point. When Adolf Hitler founded the Nazi Party, and now they don't like the word Nazi, it's National Socialist, but the derivative is Nazi. When he founded the National Socialist Movement in 1920, he put in the word socialist, and that's a good point you had. How can they be socialist when he wanted national socialism? It's a catch-22. I never really figured it out. If they're very conservative, why do they have the word socialism in it? That's a very good point. But anyway, Hitler... That's the name.
Well, why would conservatism prohibit socialism? Why are they, in your mind, mutually exclusive?
I don't know that. All I know is this.
Because they're not. Because conservatives can be socialists, too.
Well, conservatism, I generally define conservatism as resistance to change. So generally, with a conservative, take whatever you had 10 years ago. That's what they want.
Including socialism.
Including socialism. I mean, certainly
Social Security,
a conservative
Medicare.
In the old Soviet Union, as it was breaking up, would be the guy saying, no, we've got to keep this glorious, you know, socialist order going.
Scott, would you consider regional socialism?
No, I would consider what I'd like to see. Is I would love to see the overthrow of the United States government, and don't laugh, it may come to that. We're in a depression, gentlemen, a second Great Depression. If people can't eat, if they don't have dignity, if they have no hope, then there will be an overthrow of this tyrannical government.
Hmm.
And make no mistake, we have a Zionist-occupied government. Let me tell you what that means. The FBI, DOJ, Department of Jews, I call it, ATF. This is all a very powerful, sinister government. And
if we put you and your racist buddies in charge, then it won't be powerful and sinister?
All we need is more racists, and it'll be great.
what we need in this country is this. I'd love to see race riots in this country. I'd love to see the U.S. government overthrown.
You would love to see
it. Because Democrats and Republicans, people are stupid. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, Democrats. They're bought and paid for by international Jewry. That control everything, and when I don't want to say to your listeners, international Jewry, meaning the Jews control Wall Street, Hollywood, the media, all the media that they listen to.
But they won't control the people who overthrow the government. No, no, they're not that influential,
all
right?
Thanks for the call tonight, Scott. I can't listen anymore to him.
Yeah. he'll call again. Don't worry.
I know. 855-450-FREE. I do not advocate violence. I do not advocate national socialism or
me
any
neither.
Such thing.
Gross.
855-450-FREE. Give us your calls and your thoughts. Free Talk Live. More after this.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah!
Free Talk Live. The live Monday night edition. What will we talk about next? Well, we'll tell you about that in just a minute. But first, I wanted to tell you about Divi. Divi is the next generation wallet coming. And in just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to spend or send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org. That's D-I-V-I project.org. So, just real quick, I just wanted to wrap up. I think we covered all three of the main points here, which is the Labor Department reported that the number of Americans applying for state unemployment benefits totaled 4.427 million last week. And combined with the prior four jobless claims reports, the number of Americans who have filed for unemployment over the last 5 weeks, 26.45 million. That's a huge number. That number far exceeds the 22.442 million jobs added to payrolls since November 2009 when the U.S. economy began to add jobs back after the Great Recession, as they call it, of 2008. So I just wanted to wrap that up from that article because, as you know, Ian and I like to say, things are going to get dumber. They've already gotten pretty dumb.
You're right. You're right about that.
And I kind of agree with you that that's maybe not the greatest term to be using, but it certainly fits.
No, I think you're right. Like, when you were first saying that, I was like, no, it's getting more tyrannical, but it's dumb. It's really
and,
dumb.
And people are making
it... And tyrannical.
It, people is very tyrannical, yeah. But people are making it dumber. This whole...
They want it.
I don't... It does. Like, I used to think to myself, how could a place like our bigot caller, you know, how could a place like Nazi Germany, you know, ever become that? And you see, like, the videos of people clapping and clamoring, you know, and that kind of a thing. And now I know. I know now. I'm seeing it happen because
fear.
People around us.
It's fear.
Because of the government mandate and the lockdowns, everybody's treating everybody else like they're an infected rat.
Right.
And they're afraid to get the plague from it.
Well, it's not everyone. I'm not one of those people.
A lot of people.
But a lot of people are. Yeah, I was just at the grocery store yesterday here, the Aldi in town in Keene.
Yeah.
And Keene, New Hampshire is where we're located. And in New Hampshire, there's not a mandate that you wear a mask.
Right.
Okay. So, whereas in New York, you can't tell who would otherwise wear a mask when given the choice because they're not given a choice. In Pennsylvania, they're not given the choice. You have to wear a mask if you're going into stores and elsewhere. But in New Hampshire, you don't. And about half, maybe more than half of the people in that grocery store were wearing masks.
And you were in today?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Okay. So it was on a weekend.
It was. Yeah, on a
Sunday.
Yeah.
I was in that same store on Sunday. I didn't take, you know, account of how many people were masked or not, but the store I was in the week before that, on the other side of town, I estimated 80% of the people.
Yeah, I mean, it may have been 60 to 70.
There is a certain amount of social pressure also,
yes.
Where, you know, I'm sure that a lot of the people wearing masks are wearing them to make other people more comfortable rather than because they're actually
got it. My part.
I wonder about that. It would be interesting to see some sort of a survey done to actually find out, well, what is your reason for wearing that mask?
That would be a good survey to do. I wonder if we could.
Yeah, you usually got to hire people to do that.
Yeah, I was.
I'm not that interested.
Yeah, me neither. But perhaps somebody will write an interesting article about it.
Could be.
But you mentioned that you had something highlighting the dumb. I'm not sure
I
really.
Oh, yeah, you want to talk about wearing masks.
I'm not really sure I want to hear it because, well, I'm kind of sick of the whole thing. But
we're going to combine the two things we've already talked about, this phrasing of new normal, which you're starting to see thrown around in various different places, and
so
the idea of masks being worn all over the place. Well, last week we covered the Georgia reopening so-called guidelines, which are mandates.
Right. Yeah.
They're mandates. You have to follow these if you don't want men with guns to come and destroy your life.
Right.
As a business owner. And the AP is reporting out of Savannah, Georgia, with staff wearing masks, checking customers' temperatures, and using disposable paper placemats. Some of the nation's restaurants reopened for dine-in service Monday as states loosened more coronavirus restrictions, but many eateries remain closed amid safety concerns and community backlash. Restaurants in Georgia, Tennessee, and Anchorage, Alaska welcome diners back, albeit for a different dine-in experience than before the pandemic forced restaurants to close. No. It was the government that forced restaurants to close.
Yes,
it's true. We covered that.
Yeah, but they get it wrong in every news article,
every
so we have to correct it every single time.
Yeah, it's true.
You don't blame the government. Blame the virus. No, blame the government. Or limit their services to takeout and delivery. In Louisiana, the governor said restaurants will be allowed to seat people outside starting Friday, though without wait service at the tables. Huh? I see. You have to take out to the tables outside is the idea. In Georgia, dine-in service...
Wait. Yeah. So you can sit outside and eat your food, but not inside?
Correct. In Tennessee, specifically.
What possible reason could one be okay and the other one not?
Arbitrary. Completely arbitrary.
In Georgia, they're out of their minds.
Well, the wind could blow away the COVID-19 better outside than it could indoors.
Oh, my God. That is really dumb. Thank you.
In Georgia... Oh, no. It's just getting started.
Oh, no.
In Georgia, dine-in service and movie screenings were allowed to resume a few days after some other businesses, including barbershops, gyms, tattoo shops, and nail salons, also began seeing customers on Friday. Charlie Hightouse, who manages 87 Waffle House restaurants, says, quote, "We're ecstatic to have them back. A lot of people, I think, want to get back to the new normal." How do you get back
to something that's new?
To the new normal.
Oh, my God.
But that's what he said. He said, "A lot of people, I think, want to get back to the new normal, which will be social distancing and all that. But they will be able to eat inside the restaurant." At the popular chain known for hash brown breakfasts, its ability to stay open in the face of natural disasters, the, quote, new normal, unquote, included employees wearing masks, booths closed to keep customers apart, and traditional plastic placemat menus replaced by paper menus. So they throw away the menus after every customer that they see.
Wow.
What a waste.
Governor Brian Kemp announced last week that he would relax restrictions despite health experts' warnings of a potential surge in infections and disapproval from President Trump. So, according to the so-called health experts, Georgia's gone too far, reopening restaurants with half the booths closed, or more than half. I don't know how many are closed, but I suspect it's at least half, because you can't have somebody sitting next to another person under the Georgia rules, of which, by the way, there are 39 rules in the governor's orders that came out last week.
Welcome to the Dystopian Bar and Grill. May I take your order, please?
That's what it is.
That is ridiculous and very dumb. 855 450 free. Have you had enough dumb yet?
It's coming harder.
When we adopted Buddy, who is a lab, we didn't know that he can't eat like a normal dog. He has to eat sitting at sit-ups, so just put him down. His life expectancy maximum is 3 years. Well, he's 6 years old now, and I attribute most of that to Dinovite and a lot of love.
DinoVite.com.
I heard about Dinovite on the radio and started mixing it in with his food, and it's changed everything.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Yes, he has a nice shiny coat. Yes, it helps with keeping a good, healthy weight on him. He's happy, he's healthy, and he's going to be with me for a long time because of Dinovite.
Dinovite for life.
We take him to the vet now, and they can't believe it. I love my dog. I want him happy and healthy, so I give him Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite from DinoVite.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is citing encouraging signs of progress in the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
Thanks to our comprehensive strategy and extraordinary devotion to our citizens, we've had such tremendous support all over.
The SBA is beginning the process of approving loans for small business owners. This comes as $310 billion in funds was added to the Paycheck Protection Program. Former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz believes these loans are just Band-Aids.
PPP 1 and PPP 2 is just a short-term Band-Aid that will run out of money the next 7 to 8 weeks, and when businesses reopen, they will be forced to close and by Labor Day because they will not be able to sustain the level of business that they currently have.
Schultz speaking there on Fox Business. You're listening to USA Radio News. Another major endorsement for the last Democratic candidate standing. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
It was not unexpected. The only question was when it would happen. And on Monday morning, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi released a video endorsing Joe Biden for the Democratic presidential nomination.
Now more than ever, we need a forward-looking, battle-tested leader who will fight for the people. A president with the values, experience, and the strategic thinking to bring our nation together.
And Pelosi added that elections always matter, but possibly never as much as the upcoming presidential balloting. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Senate will return on May 4th after an extended recess amid the coronavirus pandemic. That's at least according to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The GOP leader says the Senate will modify its routines but will not try to legislate long distance anymore. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
In the right place for Free Talk Live, the live Monday night edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can also get us at discord.lrn.fm, where you can jump into one of our on-air call-in lines and most of the time sound almost like you're sitting right here in the studio with us. And speaking of us, tonight it's
Ian.
And nobody.
And I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. We've been talking about how dumb things are getting. And I've been saying that since the dawn of the coronavirus. And one of the dumbest things that I keep pointing out, as well as many of the co-hosts here on Free Talk Live, is that the coronavirus didn't cause all of this crap to happen. The coronavirus is a virus. Mm-hmm. It probably will get some people sick and is getting some people sick. But the coronavirus itself did not shut down the economy. The coronavirus itself did not mandate people wear masks. The coronavirus itself had nothing to do with any of that. It, in fact, and where all the blame lies for the negative things, the unemployment and all of that, is on the government. It is the government that did that, and it would help a lot if people started speaking the truth in regards to that.
the people calling themselves government, I mean, these are just human beings who are enforcing their viewpoint over everybody, using violence to achieve this, what I've been calling a medical authoritarian state, hellscape almost, because it's really bad, and it's not going to get better. The government goons are trying to tell you, oh, well, we're going to reopen. It's going to be, everything's going to be fine. We're going to reopen. It's just going to be a new normal. New normal. They're throwing this around all over the place. It's in the media now. This AP story about what the new normal is looking like at restaurants where in, you want me to continue here?
Please.
So, Georgia, we were looking at Georgia. We talked about some of their regulations last week.
And there are 39 pages or whatever?
No. I think the order was in the dozens of pages, but there were 39 rules specifically that apply to restaurants. This was like 2.5 pages of rules just for how you can reopen your restaurant legally. And so I'm not going to go over those again, but it did include one that limits 10 customers per 500 square feet.
That is so dumb.
That's not a lot of people. And ensures that all employees wear face coverings. To change to Anchorage, according to the story, so up in Alaska, they've begun allowing restaurants, hair salons, and other retail locations to open as of apparently today. 3 days after the rest of Alaska began relaxing restrictions, seating must be limited to 25% of capacity.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine how much of a slap in the face that is to these restaurateurs? I mean, you can only open with 25% of the seating that you had before.
Again, I've got musician friends around many different places, a lot of them in the Seattle or from the Seattle area, who can't go out and perform. And they're literally dying to go out and perform. And these, like, hosted video jam sessions are a poor substitute for a live performance of any kind. I don't care if it's music, if it's theater, if it's a mime. I don't care who, you know, live performance requires gatherings of people.
Yeah.
And so all of the businesses surrounding live performance of any flavor or variety have been eliminated at this point.
Well, ask yourself this. If you're a restaurateur, if you are a business owner, because this is also going to apply to other businesses, but we're just looking at restaurants here because that's, you know, one of the,
severely damaged
businesses. If you're a restaurateur and you put in however many hundreds of thousands of dollars in renovating a place, right? Because, you know, a lot of times you don't just get to walk into an existing establishment just the way you want it to be. You might have to put a new vent hood in or, you know, a new freezer or whatever.
Or if you're a franchisee, you have to put up the franchise's logos and their colors and all that stuff.
Yeah. And there's, of course, money you got to pay the franchise company just to even have the franchise rights.
Right.
So you've put all this money and all this time into your restaurant, and now the government comes in and says, well, we're just going to go ahead and cut your maximum number of heads in this place by 75%. So now if you could hold 100 people, now you can only have 25 people. So what is that going to do to the number of employees you can have?
Cut that by 75%
as well. Yeah, so if you thought you were going to get your job back if you were in the restaurant industry,
nope.
Unless you're the top 25% of the servers at that restaurant, you're not coming back. And, you know, they're going to try to get by with 10% because if the maximum they can have is 25% of the people that they could have before, they know it's not going to come right back. It's not like it's going to be coming rushing back all these people coming into the restaurant.
So many people are not going to be able to make enough money just to pay their lease from 25% of the customer.
Yeah. Not going to get cut by 20.
To even consider opening or
that's
reopening.
A great point. How many landlords are going to be like, well, now that you can't have 75% in there, we're just going to cut your rent by 75%. That's not happening.
Happen. Well, I mean, some of them may well have to cut
just to
rent
keep, just to
because,
keep somebody there.
Yeah, you can't rent a commercial space to a business that's running at a loss for very long.
No, maybe so.
But then, of course, then you come up with the iron law of this, which is what happens when the landlords can't pay their property taxes.
Right.
Then the state comes in and takes it. And interestingly enough, I've heard a lot of people talking about how we should have a rent holiday, but I haven't heard anybody talking about a tax cut.
Holiday.
How about Sununu? That's Governor Sununu of New Hampshire, my opponent for the upcoming gubernatorial race.
Mm-hmm.
That word, gubernatorial, that's quite a word. You know, why doesn't he cut the property taxes and let the state take the hit? And, you know, if the state gets in trouble, they can get Trump to print them some more money like they did for the corporations.
And take that a step further, why can't Trump just go, hey, IRS, tax holiday for everybody this year? Nobody pays any taxes, and we'll just print the difference.
Yeah. I mean, if they can print money to basically prevent shareholders in banks from losing money, which is the whole purpose of this $3 trillion that they printed, of which we got a third of a billion as American taxpayers. I guess I was the only one who got any because I had a dishwashing job like a year and a half ago.
You mean of the three of us?
Of the three of us in the studio. You know, if you can print out $3 trillion for the bankers,
the stimulus,
then why not print out money for the states, too? Let's print money for everybody and get that dollar on its final downhill trek toward oblivion.
I just want to point out to our listeners that that Trump change is Trump change. Your $1,200, it's chump change. You're getting the tiniest piece of a sliver, and the only reason that...
Spend it now.
Hey, if you've been out of work for 4 weeks, that's $300 a week.
Yeah.
Can't beat that with a
stick. Only reason that you're getting anything is because last time there was a big uprising about the bailouts. The banks got bailed out right during the Great Recession.
People were mad about that.
Understandably. So in order to get in front of that ball, the government was like, hey, we'll do another bailout, but this time we'll give the citizenry a little piece of chump change, also known as Trump change.
Well, keep in mind, if that's the only thing keeping you from revolting against your government, you might want to remember that they gave you $8,000 worth of debt along with that $1,200.
Give me liberty or give me $1,200.
So, more from Alaska here. All right, so they're cutting down the maximum capacity in restaurants to 25%.
Mm-hmm.
And only members of the same household can sit at a table. So we cannot go out to eat together, gentlemen, even though we're sitting in the same room here and we're, you know, close, you know, we're friends and we see each other. But we don't live together, so therefore we can't sit at the same table.
What on earth would possess them to make that a requirement? I don't understand.
Well, I mean, the idea is you're not supposed to be sitting with people you don't know and getting them sick, but... I used to know people outside my household.
855-450 free like freedom. Are you tired of any of this yet? Let us know.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're the people, and monkeys say we people around. Yes, it is Free Talk Live, the live Monday edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Call in and talk about whatever you want. It's called Free Talk Live for a reason. You can also get us at discord.lrn.fm. And join us there. You can jump into one of our on-air live call-in lines and sound almost as if you're right here in the studio with us. And tonight it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And I wanted to tell you about Liberty.menu. For years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses. We're helping build one, Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for your community at its core, a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network so you can connect and share with others. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. That's liberty.menu. Now, we've been talking about all sorts of things. We've been talking about how dumb things are getting.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically,
I got more.
Specifically, how it's affecting restaurants and the requirements that they're going to be forced to comply with in order to reopen, including reducing their capacity to 25% of what they had previously.
That's apparently in Alaska or maybe Anchorage specifically, but it's also going to be pretty common, I think, in other places.
So wow, and Alaska is generally, I mean, that's not... a state that's known for its weaklings. That's not right. Massachusetts or something.
Right. Before you go on with your story there, Ian, we talked a little bit about Trump change or the Trump bucks or the stimulus, the $1,200 bucks that people are receiving.
Well, remember, Congress voted for that, too. So it wasn't just Trump. It
right.
was
I
overwhelming
understand.
By the entire
I just like
world.
To have it a cool name like
right.
Trump Change.
As was
change.
The huge theft that went to the banks.
Oh, yes. Yeah. More's coming, too. You know it's going to... You know they got more coming.
I wanted to illustrate for the listeners what I think of this stimulus check.
Sure.
And this is from a meme directly, but Stalin once ripped all the feathers off a live chicken as a lesson to his followers. He then set the chicken on the floor a short distance away. The chicken was bloodied and suffering immensely, yet when Stalin began to toss some bits of wheat towards the chicken, it followed him around.
Mm.
He said to his followers, "This is how easy it is to govern stupid people. They will follow you no matter how much pain you cause them, as long as you throw them a little worthless treat once in a while."
It's true.
Wow, I believe that. That's crazy.
So anyway, I digress. We were talking about Alaska.
Yes, yes. So in addition to cutting the capacity down dramatically and mandating that the workers are wearing masks and, oh yeah, only members of the same household can sit at a table, you may be asking, how will they enforce that?
That's exactly what I was going to ask. It's like you read my mind.
Well, a log with every customer's first and last name and phone number must be maintained by the restaurant and kept for 30 days in case it's needed for contact tracing.
Wow.
I
wonder if you have to show ID, because I'm going to come up with some outrageous lies if they come up with something like that. I am Eleanor Roosevelt.
Are you questioning my gender?
I'm Robert Plant.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're going to ask
for
ID.
I am your host, Rod Serling, a man with no upper lip.
For the listeners who aren't watching on our Twitch or DLive streams, yes, I was flipping off the government at this point for these ridiculously stupid mandates.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to be mandating that people show ID, but it wouldn't surprise me if that became a requirement, if it wasn't already. All employees must wear fabric face masks, and customers are encouraged to wear them unless you're eating.
What constitutes, like, do you have to be in the act of that? What about conversation? What if you're chewing with your mouth full and talking?
Wear a mask if you're chewing with, talking with your mouth full.
Okay, but what if you're just rude and unmannerly?
Oh, well, that's why you should wear a mask. It's not because of the virus. It's just because people don't want to look at
you
what you're eating.
You should wear a mask because you're ugly.
In Tennessee, so we're moving to Tennessee now. State officials allowed restaurants to reopen in 89 of Tennessee's 95 counties starting Monday. At Tony Gore's Smoky Mountain Barbecue and Grill in Sevierville, only a few tables of dine-in guests had come in by Monday afternoon, and each diner, as well as employees, had to have their temperature checked with an infrared thermometer gun. I mean, humiliating.
They're not using a rectal, though.
Not yet.
Don't give any ideas, nobody. Jesus, man.
Right.
What's wrong with you?
Did you see the South Park episode? I'm going to have to look in your butt.
Yeah,
because somebody was killed in a toilet accident, so they started the toilet
safety
administration.
Has South Park addressed this issue yet? Are they making episodes?
I haven't been watching South Park this season, but I'm gonna go have a look and find out.
Because normally they're pretty on it when it comes to talking about things that are in the news.
For my edification, let's recap what we've heard. So they got to keep a log with your first name, last name, and phone number
in Alaska.
You can't sit with anybody who's not a part of your household. How they're gonna know and verify that, I'm not sure. The restaurant is going to be limited to 25% of its previous capacity.
That's correct, yep.
You have to wear a mask.
They're encouraged.
Okay. And what else? There was another thing.
That was it for Alaska. Okay. But in Tennessee, in the case in Sevierville, only a few tables have had guests. They're checking everybody with a thermometer gun.
Oh,
you're going to see that a lot,
checking,
too.
Right, yeah.
Quote, everybody's been really great about that part of it, said restaurant general manager Keith Carter of the temperature checks. He said further, quote, we figured we'd have some people who'd be like, that's kind of weird. I think they see that it's just a precaution. So he's saying so far, no pushback from any customers on this. And, it does make me ask, how would I handle this if New Hampshire puts in similar restrictions onto people and now you have to go and get your temperature checked as you walk in the door at a restaurant, which I'm sorry. I find that to be incredibly invasive.
Very.
And it's humiliating, honestly.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah. And so, to me, I'm not going out to a restaurant to go to the hospital cafeteria. Right. You know, like, to me, those experiences should be separate. And now it's just all going to be like walking into a hospital. And to me, that's ridiculous.
I wonder if, like, they're going to marry the healthcare industry with the restaurant industry, and that way, like, you know, all these medical practitioners can also be bouncers.
Yeah, I don't know. Does that mean you got to pay your bouncer more?
No, I'm trying not to give them any ideas, but I'm failing.
In Madison, yeah. A small antebellum town in Georgia, about 60 miles from Atlanta, the Madison Chop House Grill took similar cautionary steps. The staff put big blue X marks on certain tables and removed chairs to let patrons know they could not sit there. When employees arrive, they have to take their temperature and record it on a whiteboard that's visible to customers. The restaurant only had about six tables of people for dine-in lunch service, said the manager. Quote, every customer who's come in here has thanked us for being open, but unfortunately it was really slow, she said. Many other restaurants decided it wasn't yet time to reopen. Dennis McKinley had planned to open two of his three branches of his Atlanta-area restaurant, the original Hot Dog Factory, but on Monday he decided not to open, after all, citing community opposition.
I mean, I could go out for, like, a steak dinner and a physical at the same time, right?
What is the community opposition? He says he got about 40 calls over the weekend from politicians, community leaders, and customers urging him not to reopen for dine-in service.
Now, why would you ask somebody not to reopen instead of let them do their business and just don't show up?
Because this is the pressure that you guys were talking about earlier with why are some people wearing masks who may not, you know, be really worried about being sick or getting sick or whatever, that it may just be social pressure. Well, here is your example of these people are really trying to keep businesses from opening up. These are the people who oppose the governor, right? So the governor in Georgia's made waves by allowing businesses to reopen with one-fifth of its, you know, population or whatever, or the tables and the numbers of people that they can have in there. And these are the people who are saying, no, that's too far. It's too fast. Well, don't reopen. You're putting the community in danger.
There is.
Quick, somebody panic.
There's a boatload of money being spent on advertising campaigns for stay at home, stay safe, stay at home, stay the F at home, and all this kind of stuff, right? A ton of money is being spent on these advertising campaigns to program this stuff into people's heads because, of course, it's called the, you know, programming for a reason. Have you been programmed to think that staying at home is staying safe? 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Give us your calls and your thoughts. Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.